We are talking to Norwalk senior volleyball player Kate Backstrom. First of all, Kate, thanks for taking a little bit of time to join me here. Let's start off by talking about last night's win over Dallas Center Grimes, 3-1. You guys were able to win that. What were kind of your initial thoughts following that game on how things went for the team?
I think we started off very strong, but obviously in the third set we had a bit of a struggle. But I think we learned from that, and we've had a kind of a struggle with coming out strong, but I think we learned from the third set and we were able to come back in the fourth and take it home.
Yeah, so in that third set then, when DCG won, I think it was 25-22, something like that, what were some of the things that maybe were going wrong and how were we able to kind of turn those around in the fourth set to seal the win?
I think we had some problems with communication, just like not really being able to play together and side out right away like we've been working on. And I think that's just what we kind of focused on in the fourth set, was like just siding out right away and getting the ball back right away. And also, we definitely struggled with serving. That was a big problem for us, so.
I gotcha. So the win, of course, moves you to 4-2 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Pretty good record there, aside from a couple of tough losses. You know, what are your thoughts on how things have gone here in conference play? You know, knowing that it night in and night out, it's a battle no matter who you're playing in the league.
So I think, our league is obviously very talented. We have a lot of tough competition, and I think we've done pretty well with taking every game as like, you know, not really considering the other team and focusing on our side, because every team could beat us and we could beat every team. It's just very, like, in volleyball, it's just very, you never know what's going to happen. So I think that's what we've been focusing on within the conference, is just treating every team the same and focusing on ourselves.
Well, very good. So you're a setter. Have you been a setter your entire high school career, or what's kind of the story there?
So when I was a freshman, I played libero, and then from sophomore year until now, I've been a setter.
And have you been on varsity that whole time?
Sophomore year I swung varsity, and then junior and senior year.
You, of course, being a senior now, what are some of the things you've been able to do this year to help be a leader for this program?
I think it's a lot of just being like a vocal leader on the court and supporting the underclassmen, because I know a lot of them at the varsity level feel a lot of pressure on themselves. And I think for me being a leader, I try to step in just kind of supporting the underclassmen and letting them know that like we trust them and we want them to be there. And it just helps everybody play together better.
And last night was senior night, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did that mean to you? What was that like?
Well, it was pretty emotional, kind of sad to be our last home game as seniors, but it was a good thing. I mean, we still got a lot of season ahead of us, so it was kind of weird for us, a weird senior night timing, but yeah.
Well, and you know, along with the, you know, you said you still got a lot of season left, that could include some home postseason matches. Tell me what kind of your goals are, you know, as far as the rest of the season is concerned, and ultimately once you get to the postseason.
Well, I mean, goal is obviously to win, but I think for us it's a lot of just trying to enjoy our team and the time that we have with them and play together and like focus on just being a team and being present with each other on the court.
What would you say are some of your maybe your strongest skills here as a volleyball player, as a setter in particular?
Well, I think my strongest skills are probably just obviously setting, but I think connecting with the middles on the one is one of my strongest things, especially with Abby Brenizer. She is a very great middle, and the tempo we run is very difficult, but that's one of our probably best skills there.
I gotcha. Well, you'd mentioned Abby there. Talk about maybe her and maybe some of your other teammates, some of the great things they've been able to do here this year in helping your team, go 4-2 in the conference and, with still a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, I think we have a ton of phenomenal players, and we have a fairly young team with quite a few sophomores, and I think they've all been able to hold their own. Like, obviously, Abby Brenizer, Noelle Sutcliffe on the outside at the beginning of the season, and then we had to kind of change things around and put Abby in middle and switch positions, and I think everybody's kind of been able to adjust to that and hold their own in any position we put them in. And I feel like we just have such a talented team that even the girls who don't get to play as much on the bench, you could put any of them in and they could handle it and help us. Like, I think we have just like talent all across the board.
So now you, of course, are a senior. What are your future plans? Do they involve playing volleyball at the next level or anything like that?
I do not think I will be playing volleyball at the next level at this time.
What about college? Do you have college or anything picked out?
I did recently apply to a college in London, actually, and that's been something that I've been thinking about and considering.
Nice. But nothing set in stone then, right?
Nothing yet.
I gotcha. Well, as far as the immediate future is concerned, you got Indianola coming up this coming Tuesday. What do you know about them, and what's it going to take to come out on top there?
Well, we know that they are a very tough competition. We've played them before in scrimmages and tournaments, and I think we got to be prepared for anything with them. They're very vocal, and they're going to be a tough competition. But I think as long as, like I said before, we focus on ourselves and we focus on controlling our side of the net, I think we'll be good.
That's Norwalk senior volleyball player Kate Backstrom. Appreciate the time, and best luck here the rest of the year.
Thank you.